Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole-body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com.
I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
I was telling a friend who's asking me, I was actually talking to Ian Leonard out at Target Field, and he was asking about TV. What do I miss about TV? And I said, I miss like having a bunch of people.
I said, to do stuff for you.
Yeah, I said, I'm like, it's just me and Dan. So during that little musical interlude, I was moving the camera over. So on our live stream, you can see the Card de Sharks board. And what that means is we need some contestants. So I need two people who want to play Minnesota's fastest growing high, low card related game. And I need you to call 651-461-9226. Dan will pick whoever he wants who calls in. But we're giving away a $50 gift card at PS Steak, Butcher and the Boar, Parlor, Revival. They have so many stores now. Revival coming soon, the fried chicken place in the North Loop.
Yeah.
So that'll be cool. And what else do they have? I don't know. Starling in Edina. And I was just at a cheeky noodle bar at Excelsior.
That's new, right?
New within, yeah, within the last year. Mirabelle.
Okay,
And then Cheeky is like right in Mirabelle. Yep. It used to be, was it Jake O'Connor's out there, the Irish pub?
Yes.
So it's in that spot right across the street from Vagabondo. Very good. The Cheeky Noodle Bar, very good.
Mm.
So I highly recommend that. I think I made a video and I don't think I posted it yet. This reminds me I should. It's on TikTok. If you follow me, I'm on TikTok. It's a little exhausting, right? Like. We're on TikTok. I have a show account on TikTok, DeRussia Show, and then my own account, Jason DeRussia. So, like, more of the fun, the food, that stuff on my account. And then we put show clips from our show on DeRussia Show.
So you're everywhere. Fun. You are everywhere.
It's exhausting. And probably exhausting for you guys as well. I'm sorry. We're just trying to get the show out to people, you know, give you a chance and maybe you get a taste. The first taste is free. The second, you have to listen on the radio live. But that's how that goes. All right. Dan lined up two contestants for us. And we have a fresh poem. I have not pre-read the poem. So wish me luck.
Be careful.
You never know what Kristen launched at us here. The election is over. The summer soon done. State fair around the corner with the promise of fun. And speaking of fun, you can't get much more than Card de Sharks Friday. Tis becoming radio lore on Card de Sharks. Very nice. Kristen always comes through. She sent in this poem today.
Yep.
From like, I think from a cabin situation, it was accompanied with a picture of a lake, which just rubbing it in a little bit.
Yeah.
Like we had to work today. Bob is in White Bear Lake. Bob, did you work this Friday?
I'm retired.
Oh, what's it like, Bob? We're all envious.
I highly recommend it.
Mm-hmm.
I've been retired for 13 years and it's great.
Oh.
Good for you.
How young?
To be truthful,
go ahead.
I retired at 60, and to be truthful, I don't know how I had time to go to work.
Yeah. When you look at how busy, isn't that funny? Yeah, 60 would
exactly.
Be great if I could. If do you think CCO Radio will be around until I'm 60?
I certainly hope so.
Oh, for sure.
I think so too. I think I think it'll be around. I could probably make it 9 more years, make it the finish line.
I mean, we've been here over a century, but in the 4 years you've been here, you're going to kill it. Is that what you're saying?
Can't rule it out. Can't rule it out. Bob?
As long as you keep Twins baseball, you'll be around.
All right, well, and we feel that way, too. We love having the Twins on the air here. That is for sure. Stand by, Bob. Mark is in Waconia. Mark, did you work this Friday?
No, I didn't. I'm on disability right now. Pretty much retired.
Yeah.
65 years old.
Good and bad, right? Good and bad, but we're...
It is what it is.
It is what it is. Exactly right. That's one of the things that, in my years of interviewing financial experts, talking about retirement, we all have this, like the positive idea of retirement, but he said, he's like, a lot of people aren't really in control of when you have to stop working.
Right. Yeah.
Well, $50 and a nice dinner goes a long way, so we're playing for that today. Bob and Mark are two contestants. The way this works is Bob is going to get our first question. I have surveys of 100 people. We ask 100 people a question. You will give, Bob is going to give an answer, and Mark will say higher or lower. Our first question goes to you, Bob, and it's inspired by the fact that I went to my dentist this afternoon. And as I sat down in that dentist chair, got that paper blue apron, little bib tied around my neck, and that light fixture from 1968 with that amber glow to it shining directly in my eyeballs, the dental hygienist asked me, so how many times a day do you brush? You know, zero, once, twice. I said twice. She said, do you use an electric toothbrush or a regular toothbrush? I said, electric. She said, how many times a day do you floss? And okay. I asked if she wanted me to lie to her. And Laura knows of my, like, I'm a pretty hygienic gent, I would say, generally speaking.
Not when it comes to those chompers.
That's right.
Apparently.
I reject big floss and everything about it. The floss... I hate to use the term mafia, but, you know, I mean, you going to tell me that, you know, the guys behind those placards, those little toothpicks, like, they're not in cahoots with the big tooth, with big dental? I don't know. I'm skeptical of flossing. But it did make me wonder how many Americans say they floss every day. We asked 100 people, Bob. How many do you think said, I floss every day? How many Americans? First, Bob, do you floss every day?
No.
Good. That's right, Bob.
And I'm going to say the average American does not floss every day. So it's a hard question to answer, but I would say 30%.
30%, says Bob. Mark, are you a flosser?
Occasionally.
Occasionally, yeah. Laura, you go every day?
I go about every other day.
Every other day.
Every other day.
I feel like that's
That's
probably enough. How much crap are you getting in your teeth?
Enough I tell myself I should probably be doing this every day.
Do you ever draw blood?
No.
Yeah. Sometimes I cram before I go to the dentist, and you're like, oh, maybe
that's
I should be
flossing
more often.
That's because you never do it. You would have tougher gums if you would do it more regularly.
It's probably true. My gums are notoriously wimpy. Pansies. A lot of people have called my gums... Pansy gums. Mark, are you allowed to say that? I don't know. Is that a disparaging? Unclear.
I mean, you just did.
Yeah. Yeah. You told me, Dan, I could say anything once. So, Mark, do you think the actual number is higher or lower? Bob said 30. Do you think it's higher or lower?
I think it's lower.
All right. Mark says lower. The actual number of Americans who say, well, there's a corollary question that we'll be asking later in this show, which is, do you lie at the dentist?
Mm-hmm.
The actual number of Americans who say they floss every day is 41. 41. Uh-huh. Not a majority. Bob, your guess was pretty good. So it is not lower. It is higher, which means Bob gets control of the board. Bob in White Bear Lake. Laura's got the cards dealt out. And do you want the blue cards or the red cards, Bob?
I'm going to go red.
All right, Bob goes with the red cards. Laura is going to flip over your opening card, and it is a 3. Bob, a nice start for you with a 3. When you get the question right, you can always ask to change the card, but why would you change a 3? Higher or lower than a 3?
Well, I'm tempted to go lower, but I'll say higher.
Yeah, it could be a two. Higher than a three. It's a queen. It's a nice card for you. And Bob, don't be too worried, Mark. Don't get discouraged. Three more cards to go for Bob on this queen. Higher or lower than a queen, Bob?
Oh, lower.
Lower than a queen. It is a 10. It is lower. Now you have a bit of a decision to make, Bob. Two cards to go. You can freeze, which preserves your progress and locks out Mark on this turn. Or you can roll the dice and go higher or lower than a 10. What do you say?
I'll roll a dice. I'll go lower.
All right, lower than a 10. It is lower. It's a 7. And oh, now you've really got a choice to make, Bob. On that 7, with just one card to go, do you want to freeze or do you want to go for it?
Go, Bob.
Mark says go. Bob, I want you to think about it. I want you to think about it. We'll get Bob's decision in just a minute. Cardi Sharks, $50 from Jester Concepts on the line. We'll be back in just a minute.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast. Available wherever you get your podcasts.
Jester Concepts, we're so grateful for their support of Cardi Sharks. Next time you go to Parlor Cocktail Bar in St. Paul or in Excelsior or in the North Loop, where they have a new happy hour in the North Loop from 4 to 6 now, $10 menu. Next time you go, tell them, like, hey, we hear you guys doing the thing on Cardi Sharks on DeRush's show. We would appreciate that if you'd let them know, because we appreciate their support. We've got Bob in White Bear Lake, who's been on a tear, flipping four cards, one to go. Poor Mark in Waconia hasn't had a turn yet, but Bob's got a tough decision, because if he calls this card wrong, he loses all his progress. If he calls it right, the game's over and he won. You also can freeze, which preserves your progress, and we go on to the next question. So it's up to you, Bob. You're on a 7. Higher, lower, or freeze?
Go, Bob. For once in my life, I'm going to go with common sense and say freeze.
All right. We've had a lot of gamblers lately, so.
Yeah.
All right. We'll see if that pays off for Bob, because the next question goes to Mark in Waconia. Mark. We asked 100 people a question about technology. We're asking them about old technology and saying, you know, do you miss it and want to use it again? So we asked this question about the film camera, about which film cameras have had a resurgence. Mm-hmm. Have you noticed that, Laura, with the kids?
Yeah.
Yeah, for my son Seth's 21st birthday, he wanted a film camera.
Yes, good.
So we went to National Camera in what is it?
Roseville?
Golden Valley, I think it is. Over by Care 11. And got him a camera. Cassette tape. We asked about rotary phone. What about the payphone? Remember when payphones were everywhere? I remember as a reporter, we didn't have a cell phone. We had to stop and call like the 800 number to call the newsroom to tell them what was going on with our stories at our first job.
Crazy.
Anyway. How many out of 100 people say, I miss the payphone and I want to use it again? What do you think? How many say they miss the payphone?
That's a tough one. I'm going to say half, 50%.
50%. All right, you make it tough. 50% says Mark. Bob, what do you think? Do you think the actual number of people who miss the payphone and want to use it again is higher or lower than 50%?
I'm going to say lower.
Bob says lower. Laura, do you miss the payphone?
I kind of do.
A little, like the romance
it's
of it.
It's just kind of fun.
Dan, you're young. Have you ever used a payphone?
I'm older than you by only a few months. I'm sure I've used a payphone at some point in my life, but obviously not in a long,
yeah.
lot of years. What I love about it now is that you'll still randomly, there's a place, is it Plymouth? It's a strip mall anywhere where they still have like just a random payphone booth.
Oh, cool.
There's no, the phone doesn't work or it's not attached to anything, but just, it's just the nostalgia of the thing.
I like
you
that.
Know, once in a yeah. while, you'll see those hanging around. So yeah. I sort of dig that. But no, I have a cell phone. I have no need for a payphone at this point.
The actual number of Americans who say they miss the payphone and want to use it again is just 16. Just 16. Much lower. So, Bob, here we go. You have a 7. You have the ability to change that card because you got the question right. I assume you want to change that 7, right?
Yes, sir.
All right. The 7 goes away. Laura is going to pull another card, and the 7 becomes an ace. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, man.
What a change. Only one way for this to be a buzzer, but let's see. For legal purposes, Bob, higher or lower than an ace?
An 8 or an ace?
It is ace. Ace is high. It is A-C-E, an ace.
Lower.
Lower than an ace, it is.
Oh, my God.
It's another ace. It's a push. Oh.
Look at you putting the absolute wamboozle on that situation.
That was my
fault. Oh, there's only one way.
I didn't know.
This could possibly go wrong.
I didn't know.
That's a tough beat.
Are you guys accusing me of... I feel like I'm being accused of something.
I'm saying you just messed with the Magambo and poor Bob is paying
possible.
The price.
All right, Bob, you only lost one card, though, because you froze and protected all your stuff. Mark, you get a shot here. You're on the blue cards. Let's give you your first card. You start with an ace as well. Lots of aces today. Higher or lower than that A?
Lower.
Lower than an ace. It is an 8. 8. Right of ouch is right. You can roll the dice or you can freeze on the 8. Your call.
Let's roll the dice and go higher.
Higher than an 8. It is a 7. It's lower. And it's all right. We go on to the next question, which is going to be sudden death. So here's how this question goes. Whoever wins the question will have a decision to make. You'll either play or pass. But first, you got to win the question, and it goes to Bob in White Bear Lake. Bob, we asked 100 men, do you prefer it when your wife makes more money than you? How many men say, yeah, I prefer it when my wife makes more money than I do? What do you think, Bob? How many men said, yes, I want my wife to make more than me?
And I'm guessing a percentage?
Yep. Yep, percentage 0 to 100, you pick.
Oh boy, that's a toughie. I am going to say 35%.
Bob says 35%. Mark, what do you think? Higher or lower than 35?
I got to go higher.
Mark says higher.
Why wouldn't a wife like that?
Well, the question is if a man prefers it when your wife makes more money than you. How many men prefer it when their wife makes more money than you? Still want to go higher than 35?
Yeah.
All right, very good. The actual number of men who prefer it when their wife makes more money than you is 32. Ooh. 32%.
Wow.
Just a little lower. And Bob, you may be rescued on this one. If this is another back-to-back ace, it's time to take these cards and light them on fire, right? But you are on an ace with one card to flip, Bob. Oh, you also get a choice. That is true. Dan is correctly telling me the rules to this game. Because it's sudden death, Bob, you get a choice. You can flip this one card, play, and if you flip the one, you win it. Or you can pass it and make Mark run the table. He starts on an ace, but he's got to flip 4 cards. So do you want to play or pass, Bob?
I'm going to play.
I would play, too. You're on an ace. Higher or lower than an ace for the win?
Lower.
Lower than an ace. It is. It's a jack. Hey! And Bob pulls out the victory. Oh, boy. My heart was beating a little bit there. I got to be honest.
Me too.
There was a there was a chance that that was going to be messed up again, but it worked out for Bob. Mark, you were a great contestant. Thanks for calling. Thanks for listening and for playing.
See you later.
Hope you have a good night in Thank Waconia. You. Bob, you're the winner. Thanks to Gesture Concepts, you got a $50 gift card. So you can come on down and come to PS Steak or go to Revival, the fried chicken place in North Loop when that opens up sometime next month, likely. Or Parlor, that great cheeseburger. Lots of options for you, Bob. So congratulations. Nice job.
Thank you. All right, Thank you very much.
Glad to have you on the show and glad to have you listening. Stay on the line. Dan will get your information. Laura, great work.
Thank you. I've been practicing.
You absolutely nailed it. The ace to ace. That was. I don't know that I've seen
that
an ace
crazy.
To ace. We've had
one the week before.
Was it two aces
yeah.
again?
Yeah.
Somebody's got to shuffle.
Vikas is in our comments pointing that out. I remember that. Yeah.
Mm. I mean, I
and get, then to pull an ace again with Mark at the bottom means that there were only two aces you could have pulled because remember that was a replacement card.
Mm.
So the odds of pulling one of those two aces out of that deck of the remaining.
I mean,
do the math.
You could. We're not going to.
I think we need a new deck shuffling policy. Like maybe you need to walk these giant cards to another part of the building and find a victim.
A new
who
spot.
Wants to,
yeah.
Yes.
See that we got to sacrifice a live chicken over them or something.
Right.
You know
what I mean?
Take the hex off.
One of those for sure. we could just go 52 pickup and just go throw them on the floor in the hall. And
that's kind of fun.
Pick them all up. If we do that, we need to record it on video, right?
Or do we do that out at the fair?
There you go. Just throw them
good
out to
plan,
the crowd.
Dan.
Very good. We will play Card to Sharks live at the fair. We're going to be at the fair from every weekday, starting opening day. Well, every weekday. We'll be there 7 weekdays. So Thursday, Friday, then Monday through Friday, and not on Labor Day, and not on the weekend. But that's the plan.
So, but other than that.
But other than
that. Yes, but we will play Card to Sharks both Fridays. So if you're going to be out at the fair on a Friday, 4 o'clock, come on out to the WCCO booth, Cardens and Underwood. Right between the Sweet Martha's and the Republican booth.
Nice.
And we'll play Card to Sharks. You might get a chance to play Card to Sharks for a prize to be determined.
That's true. We could probably double it, like give the Gesture card and like some state fair nonsense. I don't know if we have a sponsor out there or what is happening.
Andy's Grill is sponsoring
our
show.
Maybe they're giving some prizes.
Yeah, maybe we'll do a little something there.
You know, I think it's great that we plan this stuff right on the show.
Why not?
Why not? Cook and I spend enough time together in the studio. We don't need meetings. Please. Let's break. In a minute, should we do your most hated word? Or should we do who lies at the dentist? Well, if you pick a topic, you guys tell me which one you want to do first. And leave your comment in the YouTube or in the Facebook. So if you're on WCCO Radio, YouTube, or Facebook channel watching the live feed, you get to pick the next topic. It's either do you lie at the dentist or my most hated word is blank. Drive time back in just a minute.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team. But not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
What you're listening to presumably doesn't suck, so neither should your sound system. Sonos lets you listen seamlessly from room to room. Same great sound, expertly tuned, astonishingly clear. It's not magic, but it's not not magic.